Eating disorders cause great suffering. Treatments vary in efficacy and can bring their own sets of problems. Three of our writers gave us insight into how healthcare professionals and others sometimes cause more stress to the people they say they wish to help. Sophia Valeska-Gorgens is a medical student at Emory University. Here is her poem on obesity. There is a weight to my body I fear causes doctors to judge me for my lack of control. Just stop eating, they say. Your risk scores for heart disease are too high. Don't you know better treatments are available than your own will to exercise? I admit I have no will to exercise. They list medical managements, try to convince me of surgery where they cut the stomach small. I don't know how that can be better. I had a friend who died on the table, blood clot to the lungs, or lost too many vitamins, called dumping syndrome, as if giving it a name makes it worthwhile. I live in this body and breathe. I am worthwhile. But sometimes I forget because of how, not what, how they speak at me. Jessica Mehta is a citizen of the Cherokee Nation and the author of several books. She is currently a fellow at the Halcyon Arts Lab in Washington, D.C. Here is her poem, Great Grace and Sharp Wings. 37 years old and still starving myself. How much longer until I don't care anymore? You say stop caring now, but I don't know if I can be one of those old ladies with limp hair and no lipstick. Not that this is old, it's just, when does old happen? How do we simply slip into it like it fits? I'm not sure I have the capacity to grow old with grace or by any other means. Do we call fat 60-year-old women fat, or is that when plump begins? How about 70 or 80? When does it all end? And how do I stop running hands over stomach to see if today's a skinny day? My plan is to die at 66, right before the life insurance expires. And maybe, if I do it right, they'll say it was a slender old woman who fell with great grace and sharp wings in front of that rumbling train. There'll be no open casket, and guilt-laden memories are kind to the dead. Please, if you remember, call me beautiful in the obits and choose a photo where my collarbones protrude like plumage. And finally, Sarah Coleman, a retired neonatologist from Springfield, Missouri, gives us a hint of the story behind one woman's weight in her poem, Rage. Compulsive eating. To keep what you would take from me, I consume and assimilate voraciously. Without hunger. To hide what you can't see in me, I add layers, immobilizing dressing and armor. To silence what you refuse to hear me say, I pad and stuff myself stealthily, muting my screams. Female insignificance. A doctor changing into scrubs in nurses' locker rooms. She surrenders her thoughts for a man's presentation, so others will listen. Curing the mortgage, her name on the deed, her husband is listed as owner. Delivered from her body, her children bear their father's name. And so she ate and ate and ate, and no one dared notice. Weight loss. I burn my banner. I squelch my rebellion. I shrink. Not to walk the runway or join the Olympics of lust. Not to be what I am told I should be. Small, boyish, passive, quiet. I am a woman warrior, exhausted by the weight of insignificance.